依家係由石守忠傳道同向大家正道，題目係此時此地的敬拜，係會由 Shirley 將翻譯成廣東話。Now today's sermon is delivered by Pastor Daniel Shi. The title is "How Should a Worship Be?" and the Cantonese interpretation was done by Shirley Shum. Thanks.
Good morning, everyone. 早晨。
早晨，咁多位。
It's my privilege to be here to bring you God's word. How about we pray together?
Okay, 大家一齊祈禱先嚇。
Heavenly Father, we are your people because you saved us and made us your children. Please now tune our hearts to you so that we may know your will for us and learn how to worship you. Amen.
Amen.
In the autumn of 2007, some university friends of mine invited me to attend a worship conference that was being held by some big university to see a famous preacher preach.
在2007年的一个秋天，我的一些大学朋友邀请我去参加在某间大学举行的敬拜大会，听一位著名的传道人讲道。
We arrive in the evening to a massive arena and we sit down, we grab our seats. And Chris Tomlin, who is one of the most well-known worship leaders at the time, came on stage with his band and led us in singspiration.
我們在夜晚來到一個大型的體育館，找到位置坐下。Chris Tomlin 是當時最著名的敬拜領袖之一，他帶著他的樂隊上台，帶領我們唱讚美之歌。
Now the crowd, before long the crowd is going wild as the drummer counts in and the electric guitar leads off with a sizzling guitar anthem. People are jumping and shouting, some smoke machines go off, and neon green and red and blue beams of laser lights sear through the fog and paint the ceiling with a dazzling array of rainbow.
当鼓手开始击鼓，人群就开始疯狂起来。電子吉他以一首炎熱的吉他旋律拉開了序幕，人群又跳又叫，一些煙霧啟動機、霓虹燈發出的綠色、紅色和藍色的燈激光光束穿過霧氣，在體育館的天花板畫出了一道道耀眼的彩虹陣列。
We get to the chorus of Chris Tomlin's hit worship song, Let God Arise, and the crowd just loses it.The band's at top volume now. There must have been more than 10,000 of us in there, and the noise is so deafening that I, being overwhelmed with the spectacle of it all, break down into tears as I truly believe that night that the whole city could have heard us declaring God's praises to the high heavens.
当我们听到 Chris Tomlin 的热门敬拜歌曲《让上帝兴起》的副歌的时候，人群就开始失控了。乐队开到最高的音量。體育場裏面肯定有一萬多人，噪音震耳欲聾，我被這一切的景象淹沒，滿面淚痕，因為我真的相信那晚整個城市都可以聽到我們向高天宣告對上帝的讚美。
Now, fast forward to the following summer now, and on a random Sunday, I find myself participating in another worship service, but this time it wasn't being held in a stadium.Instead, it was taking place in a small, hot, and dusty, and dimly lit classroom in a school in Shantou, China, where I was on a missions trip.
咁好快嚟到下一年嘅夏天，喺某个星期日，我参加咗另一个聚会嘅崇拜，但唔系喺体育馆，而系喺一个好狭小、炎热、布满灰尘、灯光昏暗嘅教室里边。我嗰陣時係啱啱嚟到中國嘅汕頭一間學校裏邊進行宣教。
There was no band, just one guy on a guitar that was so ancient that the strings were rusted. There was fewer than 10 of us, and every two or three of us had to share music sheets. And after we sang one or two songs, one of the teachers of the school came up and just shared a few words, reflections on a Bible passage. He wasn't a well-known pastor. He wasn't even educated in Bible college.And when we finished, we sang another song and went to eat lunch. And I didn't shed a tear.
當時係冇樂隊，只係得一個人喺度彈一把好古老陳舊嘅吉他，琴弦都生鏽啦。我哋總共唔到十個人，而且仲要每兩三個人去分享個樂譜。我哋唱完一兩首歌之後，學校嘅一位老師分享咗一段經文嘅感想。佢唔係一個著名嘅牧師，佢甚至冇喺聖經學院受過任何教育。當佢結束嘅時候，我哋又唱咗一首歌，祈禱完之後就去食茶食午飯啦。
So, now, there's a description of two different worship services that I've attended, and I want to ask you a question. Which one was better? Which one was more authentic, more faithful?
咁呢個就係我對我參加過嘅兩種唔同嘅敬拜活動嘅描述。咁我而家想問一個問題：呢啲敬拜活動中邊一個更好、更加原始同埋更加真實
？Let me ask you a question. What is our worship like here at CCC? How honoring are we to God when we gather in His name together on a Sunday to worship Him?
咁再問一個問題：我哋喺 CCC 嘅敬拜又係乜嘢樣嘅咧？當我哋喺星期日奉上帝嘅名聚集敬拜佢嘅時候，我哋對上帝有幾大嘅尊榮呢？
Today I want to talk about what the scriptures have to say about worship. Now, throughout the ages, God's people have worshiped God in all sorts of ways. Sometimes it was glamorous, and sometimes it wasn't. And we're going to take a quick journey through the Bible to survey some of the worship arrangements that God's people have had in the past.
今日我想傾下聖經對敬拜嘅教導。歷代以嚟，上帝嘅子民都以各種方式去敬拜上帝，有時佢會好令人陶醉，有時卻唔係。我哋好快咁瀏覽下聖經，睇下上帝子民過去嘅一啲敬拜方式。
Now let us start with the beginning, Genesis chapter 1 and 2, the very first pages of the Bible with the very first of humanity. What did worship look like for Adam and Eve? Well, for those of you who are familiar with your creation story, you might be thinking, I don't remember there being a worship service of any kind in creation. Well, I want to ask, what is worship anyway? Worship is the act of giving God honor and glory in His presence. And really, at the heart, worship is about us ascribing worth to God and committing our lives fully to Him.
好，我哋从创世开始。创世纪嘅第一章、第二章，圣经嘅第一页同埋人类嘅第一页，亚当同夏娃嘅敬拜系点样嘅咧？对于嗰啲熟悉创世故事嘅人嚟讲，你可能会谂：我唔记得喺创世里边有任何嘅敬拜形式。咁到底乜嘢系敬拜咧？敬拜就喺神面前去尊荣同埋荣耀神嘅作为。敬拜的核心应该是我们对将一切的荣耀颂赞归于上帝，并将我们的生命交托给他。
Now, last year I read one of the most influential books I read was by a biblical scholar named G.K. Beale. And in this book, he talks about the creation story. And he says that in Genesis chapter 2, if you look at it, there is a worship service being held. He says, when you read very carefully the way that the Garden of Eden is described, it is meant to remind us of the temple of God. Now, I don't have time to unpack all of this, but he compares details in the Garden of Eden to the way that God's temple is later described in the scriptures in Kings and Ezekiel. And he notices that there's all sorts of parallels and evocative images that connect the two together.
聖經學者 G.K. Beale 寫過一本書，這個是我去年讀過的最有影響力的書之一，去年。他在書裡面講到了創造的故事，並稱在創世紀二章裡面存在著一種敬拜的儀式。他說，當你非常仔細地閱讀對伊甸園的描述的時候，他提醒我們這個是上帝的聖殿。而家我哋冇時間去仔細討論呢啲，但係佢將伊甸園中嘅細節同後來喺列王記同埋以西結書中對上帝聖殿嘅描述進行咗比較， 並且發現兩者之間有好多嘅聲相似之處。
So what does this mean? It means that in the creation story, the Garden of Eden was the first temple, and Adam and Eve were God's first worshippers. For Adam and Eve, their whole lives was an act of worship to God. They worshipped Him by doing the work that He gave them to do, which was to take care of the earth. And as people who lived in God's temple, Adam and Eve were also the first priests. They represented all of creation before God.
咁即係咩意思咧？咁即係意味著喺創世故事裏邊，伊甸園係第一座聖殿。亞當同夏娃係上帝最早嘅敬拜者。當亞當同夏娃嚟説，佢哋嘅一生所做嘅，但係對上帝嘅敬拜。他们通过做上帝交给他们要做的工作来敬拜他，即是说照顾那片土地。作为住在上帝圣殿中的人，亚当和夏娃也都是最早的祭司，他们代表上帝面前的所有创造物。
So what can we take from this? What can we learn? Well, first of all, we must remember that at the heart of worship is our attitudes towards God.Our Sunday services here are very important because we are commanded to meet regularly as Christians, but we must remember and we must be inspired by the original worship service. In Genesis, worship was all about all of life and existence lived out in obedience before God. Every moment of our day, every action that we take, every word that we speak.
咁我哋喺可以喺从中得到啲乜嘢咧？首先，我哋必须记住，敬拜嘅核心系我哋对神嘅态度。我哋嘅主日崇拜好重要，因为作为基督徒，我哋需要定期聚会。但系我哋必须从最初嘅敬拜仪式中得着启示。喺创世纪里边，敬拜系关于对所有生命同存在嘅顺服，包括我哋每一日嘅每一刻。我哋採取嘅每一個行動，同埋我哋所講嘅每一句話。
Now, friends, this morning is special because, well, only on Sundays do we get the opportunity to come together like this and worship together in a formal service. And you know, because this happens only once a week, well, it is worthwhile for us to bring our best. Whether it is the music, whether you're a musician or one of the AV people in the back, or the service leader or the preacher.But it would be tragic if we assumed that worship ends at 10:15 a.m. No, continue to worship God even as you walk out of those doors and worship Him through your obedience and through your holiness.
今天早上很特別，因為只有在星期日，我們才會有機會聚在一起，在正式的崇拜裡面去敬拜上帝。因為我們這裡每週才來這裡一次，所以无论你是负责音乐的、音响器材的、带领敬拜的，亦或是讲道的，都值得每个人竭尽全力。但是如果假设我们对神的敬拜在上午10:15就完结了，那就错了。不是的，即使你走出这道门，走出这个教堂，还要继续去敬拜上帝，藉着你的顺服和保持圣洁来敬拜祂。
Now, let's fast forward just a little bit, and if we exit Genesis, we get to Exodus. What's going on here? Well, God's people have left Egypt, having been rescued out of slavery by God's might and His power, and now they are wandering the desert. How will God's people worship Him when they have to wake up every morning, pack up their tents, and start walking through the desert? Well, the answer is to do the same, to carry aroundA big tent that will be the temporary meeting place for God. And that tent was called the tabernacle, and it was made out of cloth and sticks.
现在我们从创世纪很快来到出埃及记，那里发生了什么事呢？上帝的子民被上帝的全能从奴役中拯救出来，离开埃及，在旷野中行走。当他们每日早上必须起床，收拾帐篷，开始穿越沙漠的时候，他们怎样去敬拜上帝呢？答案当然是做同一样的事情，随身携带一个大帐篷， 作為上帝的臨時聚會場所，它被稱為像會幕，由布和木棍製成。
Now, friends, this worship arrangement reminds me of that worship service when I was out on the mission field. It was temporary, it was dusty, and it was not at all attractive or alluring or elegant in the slightest. God deserved more. But in his grace and kindness, he gave the Israelites the tabernacle so that even in their desert wanderings, they could still experience his presence and they could still make sacrifices to him.
朋友们，这个敬拜的方式让我想起了我在宣教的时候的敬拜方式。它是暂时的，尘土飞扬的，既不吸引人，也都无优雅壮观可言，好像上帝应该得到更多。但是出于上帝的恩典和慈爱，祂赐给以色列人会幕，这样即使他们在沙漠中漂泊，他们也都能够体验到上帝的存在，并且可以向祂献祭。
So what do we learn from the tabernacle? Well, like the Israelites, well, we are also pilgrims on this earth. We're actually visitors here, and our citizenship is in another kingdom. You could also say that we are missionaries here. We have a mission. God has placed us here because he has given us work to do. Now, if you were a missionary, an actual one, I think you would be foolish to expect to worship God in this glamorous stadium every Sunday now, wouldn't you? Because day by day you live by faith and you worship in whatever conditions that he provides you out in the field.
咁我哋喺会幕里边可以学到啲乜嘢咧？好似以色列人一样，我哋都系地球嘅朝圣者。喺地上我哋系客旅，我哋嘅公民身份系喺天国。你亦都可以话我哋系地上，我哋喺地上系传教士。上帝将我哋安置喺地上，因为佢俾咗我哋工作要做。作为一个传教士，如果你渴望每个礼拜日都会喺迷人嘅体育馆敬拜上帝，咁就错啦。我哋要凭信心生活。无论上帝提供任何的环境，我们都可以敬拜祂。
We members of CCC have a lesson to learn from the tabernacle. We are, just like our brothers and sisters out on the field, we are like them. Now, I loved Evan and I loved Karen. Weren't they wonderful this morning? They did a great job leading us in singing praises to God, didn't they?But we must remember that the quality of our worship does not depend on the skill of our musicianship. And you see this beautiful building that we're in. Look at this. Look at this lovely meeting place we're in. This is not the site of our worship. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians that your bodies are the temple of God. You, yourself, your body. This is where worship takes place, not a building.
作为 CCC 的成员，我们要在会幕的故事里面去学习功课。我们在宣教工场如同弟兄姊妹。我很爱 Evan， 也很爱 Karen， 他们带着我们用音乐去敬拜赞美上帝的方面做得很好。但是我们敬拜的质量并不取决于他们的音乐技巧。你看到我们教会这个这么漂亮的建筑物吗？但是这个不是只是我们敬拜的场所。使徒保罗在哥林多前书六章里面说，你们的身体是神的殿，你自己，你的身体是敬拜的殿，而不是建筑物。
Okay, now we have one final stop, and that is to finally get to the Bible passage that we just read this morning. And so we've seen worship in the beginning, we've seen worship a little bit later on in the middle. Now it's time to go to worship.At a worship service that is being held at the very end of time.
好啊，咁我哋而家嚟睇最后嘅一段，亦都即系我哋今天早上读嘅嗰段圣经文。我哋已经查看咗创世时候嘅敬拜，亦睇到中段嘅一啲敬拜。而家我哋一齐嚟睇睇时间嘅尽头，佢哋所举行嘅敬拜仪式。
In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John is invited by an angel of God to go up to heaven and take a peek at what was in store in the final days. And in chapter 4, he enters what appears to be a worship service. But this worship service wasn't taking place in a tent. Wasn't taking place in a main church like here. Wasn't even taking place in a Hillsong arena. It was actually greater and higher and more beautiful and more weighty than all the worship services ever taken place in the history of the cosmos. And that was God's throne. There, John saw a myriad of incredible things. 24 worshiping elders, 4 exotic creatures, and angels upon angels, thousands upon thousands, uncountable in number, we're told in chapter 5, verse 11. And they were all there to bow down before the throne in worship.
在啟示錄裡面, 使徒約翰受上帝天使的邀請升天, 看看末世的景象。 在第4章, 他入了一個好像是進行敬拜的地方, 但是這個敬拜儀式不是在帳篷, 不是在主的教堂, 或者Hillsong那些大型的體育館舉行。 他比宇宙或者歷史上任何敬拜的儀式都更大, 更高, 更靚, 和更有份量。 那个是神的宝座。约翰在那里看到无数不可思议的事。五章十一节告诉我们，24位敬拜的长老，4位奇异的活物，以及天使之上的天使，数以千计，无法数算。他们都跪拜在宝座前。
And so in the passage that we read this morning, a little bit of drama unfolds. A bit of drama in the heavenly worship service. We're told in the verses before that God is holding a scroll in his hand. And this scroll represents the end times. When you open the scrolls, it would represent the unfolding of all of history towards its final end. Now, the problem was that they couldn't open it. They couldn't find someone worthy to open the scroll and bring about the outcome that God had planned.
在我们刚才读的经文里面，天上的敬拜仪式发生了一些事。之前的经文说，上帝手里边拿着一卷书卷，卷轴代表末日，卷轴的打开，将代表所有历史展开，直至其最终完结。问题是，他们找不到可以展开书卷，并带出神完美计划结果的人。
And so John becomes so distraught that he weeps. And as he's weeping, an elder comes up and tells him to stop because, behold, here comes one who is worthy. And out of the center comes the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ himself, who then takes the scroll and opens it. And what happens on the scroll is actually what the rest of the book of Revelation is about. The elders and angels and creatures all shout in worship, declaring Jesus worthy. Why was he worthy? Because, well, it says in verse 9, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation.
约翰变得有少少心烦意乱，甚至喊了。当他喊的时候，有一位长老话俾佢听：唔好喊，你耐心等等，跟住叫佢睇。 因为配得荣耀的那一位在众人里面行出来，他就是神的羔羊，是基督耶稣。他拿起书卷，并且打开他。书卷上发生的事情就是启示录其余部分的内容。长老、天使和受造物都在敬拜中欢呼，宣告耶稣配得称重。他为什么配得称重？因为在第九节里面这样说， 因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
Now Jesus was worthy because he carried out the salvation plan that God had ordained. He saved us. He created in us a kingdom of priests. He overcame sin and defeated death. He restored the holy temple, and he, the great high priest, fulfilled the priestly office that God had originally given to Adam and Adam had messed up.
耶稣是配得的，配得称重的，因为他完成了上帝所命定的救赎计划。他拯救了我们，他建立了一个祭司的王国，他战胜了罪，战胜了死亡，他亦都修复了圣殿。 而佢呢一位伟大嘅大祭司履行咗上帝最初赐咗俾亚当，但系亚当将佢搞和咗嘅祭司嘅任务。
And so here comes the climax now of the whole service. As Jesus takes the scroll, read with me verse 13. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, To him who is on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped.
跟住敬拜的高潮来了。当耶稣拿起书卷第十三节这么说，我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、海、深海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权柄都归给坐宝座席和羔羊，直到永永远远。
All right, let's go back to my original question. What does a quality, faithful, God-honoring worship service look like? Is it about the music? Is it about the scene, the arena, the worship hall? Is it about the charisma of the preacher? Is it about the somberness of the worshipers? Is it about us getting everything right?
Okay, 咁而家翻翻去我刚才所问嘅问题。优质嘅、忠实嘅、荣耀上帝嘅敬拜仪式系点样嘅咧？系咪关于音乐、场景、体育馆、礼拜堂，亦或系关于传教士嘅魅力，或者系崇拜者嘅庄严严肃态度
？No. Well, now that we've done a lightning quick biblical theology of worship.We see that while all those things are important, well, they're not the heart of worship. We do strive to bring our best to God, but we have learned that God loves worshipers who worship in spirit and truth. God loves worshipers who live their whole life in faith and excellence and holiness. God loves worshipers who seek his presence and desire to be in fellowship with him.Even if it means being in a tent in the desert.
唔係嘅，既然我哋頭先已經好快咁查考咗聖經嘅理論，喺聚會敬拜嘅過程裏邊，我哋睇到雖然呢啲事好重要，但佢唔係敬拜嘅核心。我哋確實努力將最好嘅獻俾上帝，但係我哋明白上帝喜愛用心靈和誠實去敬拜。上帝喜爱一生都藉着信心、完全和圣洁去活出生命的敬拜者。上帝喜爱那些寻求祂的同在并渴望和祂相交的敬拜者。即使这个意味着可能在沙漠里面的帐篷，在沙漠的帐篷里面去敬拜祂。
And finally, this passage shows us the most important truth of all. True worship is worship that centers on Jesus Christ and his finished work of salvation. And that is what ultimately worship is about. We face heaven with faith in our hearts to ascribe praise and honor and glory and power to the Lamb of God who was slain, who purchased us for God, who made us into a kingdom of priests.
最后，这段经文向我们展示了最重要的真理。真正的敬拜是以耶稣基督和他完成的救赎工作为中心的敬拜，这个就是敬拜的最终意义所在。我们以心中的信念面对天堂，将赞美、尊贵、荣耀和能力归于神的羔羊，他被杀为神买赎了我们，使我们成为祭司的国度。
Friends, 100 Alfred Street is not a bad place to worship on a Sunday. I think it's better than the school I was in Chanteau in 2008, but it's also a lot less glamorous than some of the other worship services that bigger churches hold, like maybe our brothers at C3 or Hillsong or whatever. And you know what? Nothing in all of human history, no service held in past, present, or future will be as glorious as the final worship where we bow before the slain Lamb of God himself. So let me plead with you. Do not forget the heart of worship. Be forgiving when things go wrong in service. You know, I hear from Pastor Anita that this year you will be including children in your services more regularly. So that's sort of like what we did this morning. Be patient with them. Be gracious to them when they make noises or if they become distractions. Do not exclude them from the body. Even their sloppy, childlike presence is worship that is honoring to God.
所以朋友们，星期日嚟噶敬拜一百号 Alpha Street 系一个唔错嘅地方。佢比我喺2008年喺汕头嘅嗰间学校要好得多。佢或者比一啲更大教会举行嘅一啲敬拜仪式要差啲。譬如话好似我哋嘅兄弟教会 C3 或者 Hillsong 嘅敬拜。但是在整个人类历史上举行的敬拜仪式，没有任何一个可以比最后众圣徒屈膝敬拜在上帝被杀的羔羊面前那种最后的敬拜仪式更加荣耀。在这里让我呼吁大家，不要忘记敬拜的核心。当侍奉出现问题的时候，我们要宽容。我听 Anita 传道说，今年你们的会堂会时不时让儿童一起参加你们的聚会，当他们发出声音或者是分心的时候，要到他们有耐心和有爱心，不要将他们排除在外。他们论论尽尽充满孩子气的出现，都是对上帝的敬拜。
And most important of all, more than anything, worship Christ.Worship in obedience. Worship in His presence.
而最重要的是要敬拜基督，用顺服去敬拜，在祂的同在里面去敬拜祂。
Let me lead us in prayer.
请低头祷告。
Father, once again we thank you. We would not be here were it not for your great love and Jesus' sacrifice. Thank you that even now, though we're on the mission field,Though we live by faith, we have your presence. Your spirit dwells in our hearts, and we can worship you. We can hear you speak to us in your word. So lead us now to worship you faithfully when we meet every Sunday, and give us hearts of worship so that we worship you with all of our lives in spirit and in truth. This we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.